If death's the one experience that we are each guaranteed to have, no matter who we are or where we live, it's probably no wonder that every culture is rich in symbols of death. Think of the skulls and crossbones on medieval European churches, the ankhs of ancient Egypt, and the cherry blossoms of Japan. Sadafumi Uchiyama is a third-generation Japanese gardener and curator of Oregon's Portland Japanese Garden. Anne Strangechamps talked with him about what the cherry blossoms mean in Japan.
Mr. Uchiyama, first I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us. It's spring here where I am, and the flowering trees are just losing their blossoms. Do you have cherry trees in bloom in Portland?
Yes, actually, the first group already finished last week, but right now, yes.
What do they look like?
They are mostly the vivid colors, like pinks and a little reddish, as opposed to white and pale pink was the first one.
Now, cherry blossoms are very important in Japanese culture, aren't they?
Yes, it is. Cherries are most beloved flowers in Japan. It's a coming of spring, and also something to do with this sort of short-lived. It just blooms and goes away in a few days. That's something appeals to the Japanese, I believe, and it does too to me. Cherry blossom, in fact, in Japanese culture, we really enjoy and value the most the flowers just before it's full blooms, anticipation for what's coming. But emotionally, that's something people are looking forward. So often we, in the Japanese literature and art, we talk about the beginning and end of flower, the ending of the flowers, how the cherries, you can see almost the snowfalls, flowers start falling. That's also very valued.
That is really beautiful, that moment when the blossoms are leaving the trees, but so sad too, don't you think?
Right. I think it's something to do with, again, it's our life and we celebrate the birth, but it's inevitable we will be gone. And I think a cherry blossom represents that. It doesn't hang on too long. It's very clean. It starts blooming beautifully in a few days and then it goes away. That's sometimes, the Japanese culture value that sort of not trying to clinging onto the life, but just let go. Mm. Actually, the literatures in particular, the poems and the writings, and very much the cherry trees are in the center of that theme.
I know there's a long history of Japanese poetry that's been written about cherry blossoms, especially haikus, for centuries. Are there particular haikus or poems about cherry blossoms that are just so well known, every school child in Japan knows them?
There's a 17th century Zen monk. His poems reads, Sakumo sakura, chirumo sakura. The cherry blossom remaining on the tree will be the cherry blossom falling. So in other words, only differences is just the time.
The idea that we're always dying.
Right. That's also ending, meaning the beginning. There's a Zen calligraphy, just a simple brush strokes makes a full circle. And the tail end of that brush stroke is just about touching the beginning. So basically the ending is a beginning.
Hmm. I have to say that's such a non-Western kind of beauty. We don't find much beauty at all in the idea that we're all going to die. Is there a name for this principle in Japan?
Well, often the term we use, mono no aware. Mono is the things. And aware is something difficult to translate, but something to do with, again, it's every living thing has a life. It's a kind of sad in a way, but at the same time, it's a kind of celebrating the life of that moment. Cherry flowers is not exempted from falling. In that sense, we're all the same.
When you design gardens, does this principle come into play for you in other kinds of gardens you make? Mono no aware?
definitely this is something in my body. Not consciously in when I do design or build the garden, but one of the examples I can think of is stepping stone, this piece of stone, the size of your foot. It's just enough to hold each of your foot. So that's really sort of increases the awareness of where you stand and how you stand. You have to watch your foot and where you're going. So once perception is distilled to that level, then you are very much aware you are not 20 feet tall, you are just 6 foot tall. Appreciation and understanding of the limitation is, to me, opportunity.
And why do you see that as opportunity? Again, that's such a non-Western idea. I think Westerners would probably all like to be huge and 20 feet tall.
Right. So that, to me, that's comfort.
Do you really find thinking about your death comforting?
Knowing and being aware is a comfort. That's something I believe will help me to cope with any thinking or physical discomfort. I think thinking and knowing I'm not the only one. My father, my grandfather and great-grandfather and moms went through the same thing. So that, to me, is comfort, knowing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking. That was wonderful.
Sadafumi Uchiyama is garden curator at Oregon's Portland Japanese Garden, and Strange Champs talked with him.